Welcome to Political Coffee, your one-hour thought-provoking news and commentary as you begin your day. And now, here's your host, Jeff Krupp.
Ned, good morning, everybody. Great to be with you on this day in September where we celebrate liberty. It is that thing, and it is a thing, folks. It's a thing of human nature. It's what every heart, every human heart desires. Liberty. That's what America stands for. That's the greatness of America. That's the promise of America. And that is the foundation of this radio show and what I believe as your radio host and why I believe that, and I truly believe it, folks, you can change your world. And you can do that by persuading a persuadable person. How? Well, just being aware of the political issues that are around today that are on people's minds. That's why, you know, when we started the show on Tuesday, I asked you, what did you talk about with people over the weekend, over the Labor Day weekend? What was on people's minds? Those are the things that we care about. Yeah, they may come and go, but there are some things that are kind of eternal. Like law and order. And in fact, holding people accountable for their actions. Because that is a human nature thing, if you will. And it doesn't matter whether it's with criminals, doesn't matter whether it's with politicians, doesn't matter if it's with your children that are maybe disobeying you. You have to hold them accountable. Because what happens if you don't? More of what they're doing that is bad will continue. We're going to talk with governor's candidate Jim Huggins about that today. He announced yesterday on Lars's show, he's going to be on this show today and actually several other radio shows across the state of Oregon. He sent out a press release. And it says, making rioters accountable, making violent criminals accountable, making the politicians who didn't make rioters and violent criminals accountable. That's interesting. We're going to talk with Jim Huggins about that at the bottom of the hour. Folks, Dennis Linthicum has a great piece about it's his latest newsletter. You know, we talk a lot about vaccines, mandates, and all these other things that are going on out there. And they're incredibly important. Incredibly important. Now, what's the difference between an exception from Kate Brown's vaccine mandate or an exemption? Is there a difference? What does it mean to you? Well, if you're a person who is under the mandate that you have to be vaccinated, by October 18th, this is a very interesting question that you need to ask yourself, you need to be aware of, because it might, in fact, be a very real difference in your ability to legally push back. By the way, we're going to say, I'm going to do a little segment today of, I know it's short. Who said, you know, we do that from time to time. Who said this? Quote, to lead thriving lives, Oregonians must have the ability to control our own bodies and make informed decisions about our health. Unquote. Who said that? 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. 503-589-1220. Walt writes an email, tonight Chris Ann Hall and J.C. Hall, her husband, from Liberty First University, begin a three-day live presentations at the River Church. It starts this evening, 7 p.m. It'll be an evening session on Friday also. Saturday has a morning session at 10 and through 2 p.m. with another evening session from 4 to 7. Now, I'm not going to be able to be there because this weekend, this Saturday, is September 11th, 20 years later. And I am hosting, as some of you know, the Gathering of the Eagles. We're in our 13th year. You know, this was, and Bill, hang on, I'm going to get to you in just a second here. This was that event on the Ames Ranch outside of Jefferson up on top of the mountain that Bill Ames Curtwright started many years ago with his wife, Dama. As you know, we've had some interesting people there. Herman Cain, when he was running for president, probably the high point of the event, but lots of other congressmen, Tom DeLay, Denny Smith, other great speakers, including Sarah Palin's husband, Todd, showed up. It's been an interesting event. This year, we are having this event on Saturday. Now, you haven't heard me talk much about it because, well, there's something going on out there. People, through word of mouth, signed up, and we reached our limit earlier this week, and we had to shut off registration. It's a free event. We have some great speakers talking about Oregon election integrity that are coming from out of the state to present their research about the 2020 election, but also about Oregon specifically in the 2020 election and what we can do about it. We also have presenters on critical race theory being taught in our schools. And we feature an Oregon Republican Governor's Candidate Forum. Everybody's going to be there with the exception of Stan Pulliam. So anyway, friends, that happens tomorrow. It's where I'm going to be all day. And, you know, I wish that I could open it up to more of you, but we are absolutely at our limit. We cannot accept any more. And the reason I say that something's going on out there, because we've never had this happen before, where completely by word of mouth, with no advertising, we filled up our registration list in a matter of a couple of weeks. Now, that's indicative of two things. Either we've been infiltrated heavily by the left and they intend to come and disrupt, which is entirely possible, which is why we have an expanding and growing security team. Or it's indicative of what happened kind of like in 2010. The Tea Party movement, it exploded. It was true grassroots, or the Timber Unity movement here in Oregon. Something's going on out there, folks. And it's powerful. And it's we the people, I think, that are taking back control of government. Let's go to Bill, who's on the line. Bill, thanks for hanging on as I open the show today. What's on your mind, friend?
Good morning. I'd like to do two questions. One, I'd like to answer your question, who said this, in a form of a question. And that is, who is the narcissist dictator, Fuhrer Brown, said that?
You're correct. It was Kate Brown who said that, yes.
Okay. Second thing is, you were talking earlier when you started the show about holding politicians accountable. Why aren't our sheriffs arresting Kate Brown for breaking constitutions, Oregon and federal, against its citizens? Why aren't they helping us out? Because they're the only ones who can arrest her. And I'd like to do a formal complaint. I've been violated by Kate Brown. Sheriffs, please arrest this woman for me and for the rest of Oregon. She is out of control. She's breaking rules and laws. She makes up her own laws and rules as she goes. She is a narcissist to the definition. And we need to arrest her. She needs to be arrested and held accountable for destroying lives, for the suicide rates going up, for families not being able to work and feed their families and pay their mortgages. I'm sorry I'm not going to ramble on much longer, but that's all I got to say about that. Arrest Kate Brown.
So, Bill, a couple of comments, but I got to ask you this question first. You said that, that she has violated you. How has she done that?
I've lost my job. I can't work because I'm being forced to quit because I was forced to take a drug that I do not believe in, that is my God-given right to not take and put in my body. She has caused me to not be able to work as a free American and to provide for my family. And so I have to uproot and move.
All right, fair enough. I mean, that's your experience, and I respect your opinion, first of all, about it, number one. And number two is the fact that you've had to do that. How is she doing this and not being arrested by the county sheriffs? Because she has a legal opinion from the Oregon Supreme Court that she has the authority to do it. I think that's the wrong legal opinion. I think most legal scholars that I've talked to, lawyers, Bill, that will tell you that that convoluted opinion, which the Oregon Supreme Court came up with by taking two different laws passed 40 years apart and combining them, saying she has the ability to do what she's doing that's impacted your life. That if it were ever challenged,
Jeff, you realize,
to a higher court,
if you had a woman that was scoring against you and she called the sheriff's office and said you beat her, the sheriff's office would come and arrest you, put you in jail, and then you have to go through the court process to prove your innocence, whether you did it or not. Even if you did do it, you still are arrested. So why aren't we arresting her? I'm filing a formal complaint. I know.
Which county do you live in, by the way?
All right. Well, I'm in Polk County, but I live in West Salem, so I share Marion County too.
Okay. So if you're serious about filing a formal complaint, then you need to file a formal complaint with your sheriff.
Yeah.
And then your county attorney, your county. I mean, you're literally the DA. I mean, that's how you. I mean, seriously, if you feel that way strongly, and I'm not disagreeing that she's destroyed your life, that she has committed what is in essence a criminal act against you, but it's again, the cover is that the Oregon Supreme Court says she can do it.
She can make up all the rules, but the Supreme Court keeps on saying she can do whatever she wants.
Yeah. Yeah, and so it's on that basis that she is able to get away with this. Bill, I wish you the best. I'm sorry that you have to move, and I'm sorry you're losing your job because of her edict and mandate, which is unconstitutional. Thanks, Bill. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. Coming up the bottom of the hour, Republican candidate Jim Huggins joins us. He announced yesterday. In fact, we'll ask him that question. What does he think about vaccine mandates and Kate Brown's dictatorial powers? In this piece by Dennis Lithicum, Senator Dennis Lithicum, he makes it clear he's not a lawyer, but he says there is a difference between exceptions that Kate Brown is allowing or exemptions. And it's in the forms that were created by the Oregon Health Authority. Huh? Yeah, no kidding. Talk about that when we come back here from Pulse 620.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
It's 22 minutes past the top of the hour. Look, in a moment, I'll go back to the phones and I will explain to you the difference that Dennis Lithicum is talking about in his latest newsletter. The difference between an exception from Kate Brown's vaccine mandate versus an exemption. And they are different things. Now, while I'm not a lawyer, I think he's 100% right on the money. Also, friends, Freedom Heating and Air, as you know, is this great Salem-based company. Been in business here a long time, 40-plus years. Believe strongly in the principles of liberty, of free enterprise. They take care of their customers. That's why they've been around a long time, and it's why they need additional workers. No kidding. If you're one of these people like Bill, who called in, who's losing his job because of Kate's vaccine mandates, and you want to stay, maybe you ought to talk to Freedom Heating and Air, because they're looking for good people who want to work. 503-580-1456 is their phone number. 503-580-1456. So here's the difference. The Dennis Linthicum, and he admits he's not a lawyer here, but he's obviously been talking to lawyers. OHA created two forms for exceptions from Kate Brown's vaccine mandates. One for medical use and one to cover deeply held religious beliefs. Here's the thing. Dennis writes, however, as I understand it, an exception does not provide any legal protection for people because it only seeks permission as an exception from the broad class of otherwise included individuals. By default, it does not exclude anyone from the requirements foisted on the broad class of people. An exemption, however, provides protection for both employees and employers with regard to the policies which comply with federal law, ADA, and Title 12 of the Civil Rights Act of 1964. So an exception is what Kate Brown has said you can apply for, which doesn't give you legal protection from the federal law. An exemption, however, does. Those are at least two of the differences. By the way, if you read through this entire newsletter, and I encourage you to do that, you also need to look at informed consent. This is part of the federal code. You have a right to informed consent under federal law, under EEOC guidance, and a lot of other things. And all of these things that he is talking about, especially under the vaccine mandate, because these vaccines that Kate Brown is saying you have to get, remember, are not approved by the FDA. They are still being administered and will be for a long time under the EUA. That gives you, under the federal law, informed consent protections. You need to read this. There's lots of resources here. I will have it on the show plan today, and I'll also have it on my Facebook page. Just go to Art. Art, good morning. Welcome.
Bottom line, it's so they can manipulate and deny us all equal law. I mean, equal protection under the law and equal rights, Jeff. And as we know, our illustrious attorney general and the cotton picking lawyers who support Kate Brown don't believe in equal rights under the law. They believe in screwing us any way they can to pursue their agenda. And we have to stand up against it. We cannot allow it. Just like that bogus garbage that now the Portland police don't have to get vaccinated because Kate was fearful and others that we wouldn't have a police force up in Portland, but we should have those equal rights. We should be able to make our choices, as you know, to take other medicines that would protect us against this garbage, which are proven. But of course, you know, the CDC, they don't want that to happen. because then all these expensive vaccines won't be used, and we will use the safer and less expensive protective, you know, things that we can do to keep us from getting the virus. So Litha comes right. We got to fight this crap, and we got to quit allowing Oregonians, okay, not to have equal rights and equal protection under the law.
I think that that is a powerful legal argument, Art. Thank you for making that point, because I think that that, folks, I just think there's already been lots of court cases decided that emphasize exactly what Art is talking about. It has to be equal. In fact, Oregon's constitution says you have to treat people, government has to treat people equally, and they're not. Well, I will have on the show plan for you. This, again, this is part of the resources of Dennis Linthicum's newsletter from People's Rights Oregon. In it, there are a lot of PDF forms that are informed consent, Oregon law about forced vaccinations, all kinds of talking points, but also your rights, a state employee exemption letter, an educator exemption letter, a healthcare exemption letter. There's all kinds of very interesting resources and documents here, including, again, demanding full informed consent from your employer. That's federal law. And you have rights.
And you have to, you have to protect yourself against your employer too. A lot of them are going on false information, don't know what the hell they're talking about, and it'll be really interesting to see what our illustrious president comes up with trying to deny us our rights and then all this stuff in the virus. Great day, Jeff.
Very good. Thank you, Art. It's 6:30. Back in a moment with Oregon Republican governor's candidate Jim Huggins. He joins us in a bit. Don't go away.
Haiti believers have light on their faces as they march through town to the riverside. They baptize believers in this celebration. Stop the car. We got to move.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp. Stop the car.
It's 24 minutes before the top of the hour, and in just a moment, we're going to talk with Jim Huggins, Republican, running for the governorship. I got to remind you, Pfeiffer Roofing, which is this great roofing company here in the Salem area, been in business since 1978, second generation family owned. They have this new product called Roof Max, and you can only get it from them. You know what it does? It extends the life of your asphalt shingle roof, and it does it at a fraction the cost of a new roof. If you want to get a free estimate from them to see if your roof is a candidate for this, give them a call, 503-647-4725. 503-647-4725. That's Pfeiffer Roofing. And they've got, by the way, a great video you can watch on their website. Go to pfeifferroofing.com. Let me spell it for you. P-F-E-I-F-E-R. P-F-E-I-F-E-R. Pfeifferroofing.com. Jim Huggins joins us. He's a businessman from Salem. He's a veteran Air Force officer. He announced he's running for governor as a Republican yesterday. Jim, good morning. How are you?
I'm fine, Jeff. Good morning to you.
All right. Very good. It says here in your press release that you say government's most important obligation is to keep its citizens safe, and you're going to do whatever you need to do to make that happen. Why is that your main campaign point here?
Well, that's a good question. Let's think about that for a minute. Government's most important job is to keep you safe. So I wonder how many people out there really feel safe. Let's look at the Portland riots, for example. We're going to do whatever we have to do to stop the rioting. Think about it for just a minute. We've got 892 arrests that were going on up there in Portland that Multnomah County District Attorney Mike Catch and Release Schmidt refused to prosecute. These folks were back out on the streets rioting that night. That's why we had the 100 nights of riots. We're having this criminal activity night after night after night. Now, that's just not acceptable. So what we're going to do is we're going to stop that. What we're going to do is we have to identify that as a really key issue, and that's the key point here. The rioting is one of the key points that are going to win this race. We have to make sure that we focus on being able to win with non-affiliated voters, conservative Democrats, and Republicans. There's a ton of issues out here, but we're focusing on the issues that are going to win this race for the governorship.
So how do you know that that's an issue that is going to move those voters you just described? How do you know that?
Personally, I am a data-driven individual. I have got to have facts. I've got to have hard data. The polling research that we have done, not just in the past few months, but we're talking about over the past year, some of this data going back for years, not just one. 75% to 80% of the voters are behind these particular issues. So we go out and we poll, we ask, we get involved with the voters, and we look at the issues that have crossed those lines. So, for example, Oregon isn't a blue state. I know people think it is, but it really isn't. Because when you go look at this data and you find that, well, the voters, blue state voters don't limit bloated property taxes. They don't turn down sales taxes. They don't allow early release of violent criminals. They don't repeal giving illegal aliens driver's license. And yet Republican candidates don't use these issues to win on statewide campaigns. These do very well on voter or ballot initiatives for the voters, but they don't get used in campaigns. That's why I'm really frustrated over this. Republicans lose races trying to be Democrat lights. Perfect example, Newt Bueller. Previous to that, Bud Pierce. They're not picking the issues that the voters care about, and our research shows that these are issues that the voters do care about, and they will support a campaign, a conservative Republican doing this. Keeping in mind, the Republicans are only the third largest bloc here in the state. We have the non-affiliated, and we have the conservative Democrats that we have to pull from as well. These issues will do it.
We're talking with Republican governor's candidate Jim Huggins from Salem. Jim, by the way, you have a very interesting website name. Why don't you tell everybody what it is and how they can go there and learn more about you?
Yeah, absolutely. The website name, and folks think this is a long one, but it's Make Government Do What It's Supposed to Do.com. I know it's long, but you know what? You're going to remember it. Make Government Do What It's Supposed to Do. Go check that out. You're going to see why I'm running. You're going to learn a little bit about who I am, what our issues are, how you can get involved, and most importantly, how you can support us. The one thing that a lot of people don't realize is that running for office is a very expensive proposition, because you have to, you have a lot of expenses, particularly in the media, to get the message out. And that's the most key for this campaign, is getting the message out.
So let's talk about for a moment some of the other things that are in your press release here, and then what isn't in your press release that I think is still relevant, because our audience thinks it's relevant because they're constantly talking about it. You talk about homelessness, defunding police, violent crime, and an interesting one is this recent law that Kate Brown signed that says it just dumbs down our education system. It says we can let students graduate without proof of being able to read and write or being able to do arithmetic. You talk about these issues as being important. Do you also have data on these issues?
Absolutely, we do. Absolutely. We've spent nearly $10 billion on public education. Let's take that one for just a brief moment here. And now we've got the legislature quietly allowing the students to graduate without proof of being able to read, write, or do arithmetic. Well, one of the key things here is, wouldn't you like to know what legislators voted to do this? I mean, this is foolishness. And that's the type of thing that we will point out. Most people, I think, don't know what's really happening. And that's what our research has shown, is that when people learn the facts, they start understanding and they get involved. They start voting accordingly. And that's what we need to focus on. Violent crime, another great example. Public safety is the number one reason we have government. I will not defund the police. I will increase the funding, but I want to make sure that the money gets to the street level. You don't defund something just because you don't like it. What you do is you take a look at what is working and what's not, and you improve what does work. That's the problem that we've got. We're not focusing on that, and that's every bit of our research has shown that. From a Republican conservative standpoint, these issues hit right to our core, and they also hit to the core of who we are as Oregonians. And I'm the guy that's going to do this. There's nothing more important than keeping us safe.
So that's kind of the, sounds like this is your theme, is make government do what it's supposed to do, means making government keep people safe. So in that vein, yep. if you're elected governor and Antifa and the Portland riots start up again because Ted Wheeler and the Portland City Council tell the cops to keep standing down and let Antifa do whatever they want, what will you do about that?
The state police are going to go in. If that's not sufficient, we'll send in the National Guard. That's simple.
Okay.
The governor is responsible to make sure that the laws are upheld. And if the local authorities are not going to do it, then at least the state level has got to step in and and take care of the people. We have to do that. The government is responsible for our safety, and it has abdicated that responsibility.
So one of the things that is not in your press release, it's a big deal right now, certainly with my audience.
Right.
Governor's vaccine mandates. What's your position on that? What would you do if you become governor with this whole idea you got to be vaccinated if you work for the state of Oregon?
Well, that goes away. And that's a silly stance. It's ridiculous that they require mandated vaccines and masking and so forth. We're dealing with an individual health choice here, and that's ridiculous. But I want to point out something here, Jeff. Let me address this. This is a very important issue, no doubt about it whatsoever. But what we're trying to do here is identify those issues that cross that boundary, that go into the Republican, not just the Republican base, but into the Democratic base and the non-affiliated voters. We have a lot of issues from a Republican standpoint that I think a lot of people would agree on, but we have to identify those that are going to cross those boundaries. And that's where our research has shown. We focus on the riots. We focus on the homelessness, the violent crime. We focus on those issues. And we have a way to win. I mean, think about it. Do you really want me to go to war with the Democrats where we're on, where we're in the minority? No, of course not. You go into war and make sure that you have the topics that you're on the right side of, and you know that your enemy is on the wrong side. I'm not here to just play at a campaign. I'm here to win this because the people need new leadership. They need solid leadership. No more of the politics as usual type deal.
Well, and one of the things that's different about what you're doing is you pledge in your press release to call out Democrat and Republican politicians who just go soft on crime or vote for dumbing down education. These things that you say you've identified with research, that's kind of unusual, especially to go after fellow Republicans, isn't it?
I suppose so in the political world, but in the real world, no, it's not. You go after the people that are making dumb decisions, and you highlight that. In this particular case, I don't care if you're a Republican or a Democrat. I'm going to call it out, and if it's a foolish mistake, it's a foolish mistake, and you're going to get identified for it. That way, then the voters are informed, and the voters get to decide whether or not you keep your job.
Well, that's... informed consent. I was talking about that earlier in regards to the federal law and vaccine mandates, and it seems to me that informed consent of voters is pretty critical here too. And knowing so in the last few seconds, again, what is your website and how can people get in touch with you?
You can go out to makegovernmentdowhatitssupposedtodo.com.
makegovernmentdowhatitssupposedtodo.com. Thank you, Jim Huggins. I appreciate you joining us. Good luck.
Thank you, Jeff. I appreciate the opportunity.
6:48, back in a moment, friends.
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
It's 10 minutes till the top of the hour. Rebecca Donaldson is the gold medal winning realtor. In fact, she won the best of the Willamette Valley. Okay. And she just does a really good job selling homes. And maybe she could sell your home. And that's something worth looking into, don't you think? I mean, you know, if you win best of the Willamette Valley, I mean, it means you're kind of like doing a really good job. Well, no question about it. RebeccaSellsHouses.com. RebeccaSellsHouses.com. That's her website. You can check her out on the web. Rebecca Donaldson. You hear her ads on this station. It's worth checking out for you, don't you think? I think so. RebeccaSellsHouses. RebeccaSellsHouses. Dale sends me an email about... Actually, it was the other Dale, and I read this yesterday, but it's prescient for today. How can some police departments, he writes, and the homeless be exempt from getting the shot and others be required? I thought we were all equal by Oregon's Constitution. And then he provides the text of Article 1, Section 20 of the Oregon Constitution. It's headlined, Equality of Privileges and Immunities of Citizens. No law shall be passed granting to any citizen or class of citizens privileges or immunities which, upon the same terms, shall not equally belong to all citizens. So I go back to this whole point that Dennis Linthicum is making in his newsletter. Kate Brown is only allowing exceptions, not exemptions. They are different things. Legally, they're different things. And there's a lot of people who are lawyers saying this. Employees for Informed Consent. .com. They're one of them. People's Rights Oregon. 5.com. People's Rights Oregon. 5.com. But also the Freedom Foundation. You know, they're occasionally on this radio show, right? They have a great website. If you go to freedomfoundation.com, COVID mandates. They have things that you can do. In fact, forms you can fill out to receive updates on their proposed, and they are proposing a class action lawsuit against both Washington and Oregon. You can sign up for that. And then you can share that page with other coworkers who maybe want to join those lawsuits. You have rights, friends. You've got to stand up for them. That was kind of refreshing to hear, you know, somebody like Jim Huggins come along and who is apparently never run for office before. I mean, that's if you go to his website, which is makegovernmentdowhatitssupposedtodo.com. His point there, especially in the press release, is that it's government's number one obligation is to keep us safe. I mean, I've said for a long time, you've heard me say it on the show, we can use failed Democrat-lite arguments like to try to get elected. like let's increase K through 12 funding. Well, Democrats want to do that. His point is that Democrats have folded to the Black Lives Matter crowd, to the Antifa crowd, to the woke crowd. They will not stand up and demand that government keeps you safe. Just look at what happened is happening in downtown Portland. One of the things I didn't read you was his press release where he says what's happened in Portland is it's become once beautiful downtown Portland has become like Tijuana, Mexico. Well, go down there and look. It has. He's not wrong about that, folks. And it's just refreshing to hear somebody like him going to stand up and talk about an issue that he says he has data on. I have no reason not to believe him. That shows this moves, this issue moves the voters. Now, I'm going to go back to what we talked about 2 weeks ago. In the Oregonian article, in fact, the op-ed came out between the Republican consultant Dan Levy and the Democrat consultant Kevin Looper. They did polling, and guess what? It reached the same conclusion. The most profound issue that's moving Portland and Oregonian voters today is public safety, is riots, violent crime, is frankly political leaders letting it happen, whether it's Kate Brown or it's some of those Republicans. We know we got some rhinos, some of those Republicans that actually voted to let Kip Kinkle, the next Kip Kinkle, out of jail at age 25, no matter how many people he murdered. Can you imagine Republicans acting like Democrats, not holding people accountable by voting for stuff like that? It's refreshing to hear somebody that's willing to call him out publicly. So we'll see. We'll see how he does with that strategy. But I mean, if he's got data that proves this is what moves the voters, well, then let's see. Michael writes an email, said the legislature and the judicial are branches of the government, he says, on purpose, of Oregon and not state agencies. That's right. The state agencies work for the governor. They can only enforce what the legislature says and the judicial branch has allowed. Now, that gets back to Bill's comment. In fact, Corby wrote me an email about Bill. Said, I feel for and I support Bill. I think he's got a great idea as far as contacting our sheriffs and district attorney and asking for Kate's arrest. He says, I'm somewhat disappointed in your response. What should we do instead? Continue on with the go nowhere rallies, get together and talk about everyone should do, call our representatives of fallen DFEERS. Maybe we should concentrate more on enforcing the penalties for treason with these satanic, traitorous people, with what they're doing to us. Well, okay. If you file a complaint and demand Kate Brown's arrest with a sheriff, say Sheriff Joe Cast, right here in Marion County, how do you really think that's going to turn out? Seriously. The sheriff is going to say, okay, here's a formal complaint. Someone is alleging they've been damaged under the law. I mean, maybe you could make a criminal complaint. I don't know. Again, I go back to what Dennis Linthicum's talking about here. You'd have to have a lawyer try to do this. What's that sheriff going to do? That sheriff is probably going to say, nah, I don't have the authority to go arrest her under this complaint. He has the authority to arrest her. Yes. Folks, Corby, you may think that having rallies and getting together and people talking about it doesn't make any difference. It does. And I'm telling you right now, with what we're hearing and what we're seeing, something big is about to happen. And it's not just in Oregon. It's all across the country. You look at these parents that are showing up for the first time ever getting involved in politics because their kids are being told they got to wear a mask at school. That's a big deal, and it scares the living daylights politically out of Democrats. We'll see.